knows what that feeling is like is Graeme Begg, who joins us on Racing Pulse. How are you, Graeme?
Good morning, Michael.
Congratulations yesterday. You finally got your first city winner back since coming back to training. That must have been a big relief.
Yeah, certainly. Look, we haven't had a lot of runners in the city over the last sort of 10 or 11 months. We sort of had a few placings and that, and I was getting a bit frustrated, but I thought, well, that was a good way to do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. For someone who has had so much success previously, was it getting frustrating, or how frustrating was it that you had a nice little team, but you just didn't have a horse or the luck to get that city win?
Yeah, that's right. Look, as I said, quite a few of the horses we've been running in town, they've been running well, seconds and thirds and things like that, and a little bit frustrating, but look, anyway, we've just ticked that box and we just proceed forward.
Gee, it was a good win too. Out four wide the entire trip. It was a tough win by Phoenix Park.
Yeah, no, she's been a real revelation, actually, because she came to me with pretty average form in New South Wales and, you know, probably run out over a trip that she couldn't run, you know, which a pedigree suggested she was, you know, around the 1,400 metre mark would be ideal for her and on drier tracks. But she's done a really, really good job. She's won four races this preparation, and unfortunately she's going to the sale, broodmare sale next week at Inglis's, but she'll be a nice mare for someone, and she's still got plenty more racing in her.
And nice for Jamie Mott to bring up your first city win. It was his 100th. He's had a remarkable season. I know you guys have forged a pretty tight partnership.
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's been a good friend of mine for years, and it's just great to be able to keep the association going on the track as well. And, you know, he's just a total professional and you know, great horseman. And, you know, he doesn't panic, and he's very, very calculated what he does, and he gets the job done.
How's the stable looking at the moment, Graeme? You got capacity numbers? Are you looking for more?
Oh, look, we've only got 12 in work, and obviously we're still looking for more horses to train. And so just keeping things ticking over, and it's just good to be able to get a few winners on the board. And, you know, I'm sure it'll come as, you know, as time progresses and, you know, we start getting a few nice horses around us and things will proceed, you know, the way we want it to.
Have you got a couple of nice ones that you're looking forward to the spring?
Yeah, look, we've got a couple of nice horses. We've got a horse that's quite promising. A horse called Land of Plenty. Mm. He ran third in the CSAs and ran second up the English Dash and ran second in the Stud Stakes last year at a mile. So he's quite a promising horse. So he's still quite lowly rated, so around the 70 mark, and he can go through his grades for sure. And we've got a couple of two rising three-year-olds, which we like a bit. The filly who ran at Flemington about 4 or 5 weeks ago, filly called El Gagne, and fifth behind that filly of Matty Elephant's Booker, I think it is.
Yep.
She ran a really nice race, and we think a lot of her going into the spring.
Well, it's been a big week for the stable. Can it continue at Moonee Valley on Saturday? Because you've got a little filly there, Hinch and Time, who ran pretty well on debut at Pakenham. Has she taken much improvement out of that?
Yeah, look, we're very happy with her. Just sort of drawing a little bit of a sticky gait. But, you know, we think she's a filly that's quite progressive, and it won't surprise me to see her run very well on Saturday. Getting back on a dry track too is going to be a big plus, because it was a very heavy track today at Pakenham that she ran. But she made good ground close to the inside and finished the race off really well. So, you know, she's certainly one for the punters to sort of keep their eye out for.
Definitely will. Well done yesterday, Graeme.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Graeme Begg, after his first city winner back since returning to training last year. Time for 9 o'clock. Shane Jackson, who is riding the Queen's horse, Bold Sniper. We'll have a chat to Shane just after 9:35, as it's time for the 9 o'clock news now. And on the other side of that, Dwayne Dunn in the Inner Sanctum.